what may be considered 7.5 mile, I mean, halfway between 7 and 8 mile, that way back in.
That was a TV cemetery.
TV cemetery. A friend of mine in school, a good friend of father's, was the, Dr. Howard was the chief medical officer and director of the city. There's still a doctor in town who worked out there, retired.
Was that really?
Lives up on the Center Street here, Dr. Klopfenstein.
Klopfenstein?
Klopfenstein.
Well, that's good.
But he's retired. And as far as I know, he's the only one left. If you get from up there.
Did that close because we so-called conquered TB?
Right.
That there was
fewer and fewer patients. Surplus piece of property. That was quite an operation this time. When they were busy in Detroit, I had to go out there and get up an exam. And I had to check on one of the doctors that worked out there. It was quite a people who talked to the member of Mount Wesson Home or West Home that was up there, you know, Terrace East.
Was there a nursing home up there?
Was that a nursing home bed up there? Up where Allen Terrace is, was that a nursing home or just a roll up people's home, so to speak?
Another PD.
On the top of the hill?
Originally,
but I think it went to a nursing home eventually. But eventually, it became a nursing home. So I remember going up there, caroling and that sort of stuff at Christmas time. And they were TV patients.
So that was torn down to make the
I'm trying to think of the name of it. It looks new. What did they call it? Do you remember, Connor? That was quite a big old one. Anybody? I can't tell you why, but there was an old opera house here.
On Center Street.
I'm trying to think of some of the old people in town that she's going to talk to. She talked to my aunt, really, about the library.
That is real iron.
Okay.
She lives in Puma.
Right, I think telephone number up
here. Oh, yes. Yes, she would be a valuable person to understand.
Trying to think of
get many of them is because people we interview draft these names like the original Dr. Klopfenstein, which would be a good source to
I'm trying to think of some of the old teachers who were still around town. You talked to Dr. Russell Hayden?
Yes.
There's Charles Yaney. He was a teacher for some years, then he went away and became Gilmer's still around, Travis Gilmer. I think she lives right there. I'm not sure. Charles Janney was an English teacher. He was up on the drive. Pretty sure he taught all of his teaching was for him.
Well, we've interviewed Mark Zadie, who was the attendance officer, I guess, for 25 years.
Right. She would have been, Janney would have predated her.
Uh-huh.
Chuck's must have been retired for almost 20 years. All of the 40s, probably, maybe even some of the 30s. Well, I can remember all kinds of things about downtown. I think the buildings that are gone now that were here, there were houses along Main Street that were dwellings. The only one left now is Dr. Lovewell's house next to Long. There's a white house right next to ours.
Oh, very setback.
Not really.
Wait a second.
Almost on
next to Long. I think of Long's as seen between the parking lot
and the church.
Well, there's the church, the parking lot, Long, and then there's a house.
There's
there.
A house, and then there's a hair salon.
Right.
And there's Crawford's in an apartment.
Right, now who lives in that house?
Victoria Lovewell. She's a osteopathic doctor.
Oh. Is that a single family dwelling?
Yeah, she lives there by herself.
Right. And she's been around?
Well, as Lovewell's been there. Long as I can remember.
Uh-huh.
It'll be back in the 40s when we would have come to town.
Uh-huh.
And there was other homes along that.
And she's still practicing physician?
Well, she might take care of an old patient. But yes, if she would still practice, but she's got to be in her 70s. Louise would be in her 70s. Very young, very young. Tell you a lot about things.
And she's lived in that house.
Oh yeah.
For years.
Yeah. Both she and her husband were doctors.
See that right now, the DNC moving
all the time. Yeah,
that's kind of
a shame.
It's a shame.
Good to see that.
People enjoy the DNC.
Fellow who is president of the DNC is an Archbishop boy.
Is that right? Is that
Bob German?
Is that GDI?
Mm-hmm. He was born in Northville, but he graduated from Northville.
Mm-hmm.
His father used to be police chief when he was a Dutch police chief here, Dutch German. He was the chief police here. Mm-hmm. And Bob went to school and went on to college and became one of the DNC.
Yeah.
And president.
Well, that's one of the things that the tourists enjoy. It's an old-fashioned dinosaur.
Yeah, right. I don't. Well, they just couldn't find a place they could afford to rent. That's the problem. Blacks are moving down there now, of course.
Right. Who owns the building that DNC is in?
I don't know the lady's name. She's not a Northville resident.
I see.
I believe she lives in the neighborhood.
Okay. Do you know who's going into PACS?
No. I've not heard a thing. So it's, Barbara Black was just up a little while ago. She owns the building.
Uh-huh.
I saw her in town here 2-3 weeks ago.
She's up from?
She lives in South Carolina.
Okay.
So I have not heard what's going on there.
Okay.
Well, I understand Black wants to retain some of the back of that building in the basement.
Oh.
For storage purposes.
Okay.
I guess the thing back is that he's been shipping them all up at one of the stores, the two drug stores. Only one of them left now.
The one to the west of the parking area.
Right, that was, that's the only one left. The other one is right in the corner here.
Williamsburg.
Mike, these are the kids here, both of them had soda fountains in
them. Oh.
You go in and they almost somebody's molded through the regular one and end up ice cream. We used to be up there down in the corner of Wiggins, Arcadia, and Center Street.
A dairy.
You can get hand-dipped ice cream in there, or you can pack ice cream in the package for you.
Katie and Dairy?
And Center.
Katie and Center.
Right across from the home, you
know. All right.
So, whose dairy was that? Was that, moved the dairy down at the corner? That wasn't, I just, as a kid, you don't think of names, you just think that's the dairy. You get ice cream cone. And that was, they did a lot of this out of there. Just a little teeny building. You'd line up on paper. Those days, they would hand pack ice cream in the quart containers. You could run back home with a quart of ice cream. There was a writing stable on the corner across from the race track. It's a parking lot.
It's a parking lot.
There used to be a riding stable there. The riding horses out of there. The things that we did as kids, it would be a shame to tell you.
Where did you go to ice skate?
Usually one of the gravel pits.
Okay.
Take a shovel and your skates and get out of your trouble at this place. We do most of our skating down on the gravel pit behind the cemetery, behind the Arco Laboratory, which may be gone now, I don't know. There's a big gravel, little gravel pit there that we used to skate down there. We used to swim in the summertime. Deals with these kids, you went down for summertime and skated them something in the wintertime.
So there's no such thing as the gravel pit. I'm thinking of the one.
Well, yeah, the people say gravel pit now, they even think the one out of Thompson's out there in Beck Road, or the big one over here.
The one between Griswold and Silver.
Yeah, we never went to there as kids. We always went out to the one behind the one in cemetery.
Uh-huh.
Strictly the boys. That would be. That's where we swam, that's where we skated. Somebody in your class in those days. And they were all pretty much everybody in town.
Sure.
I had a good group of boys. And the into trouble because everybody knew about it also. Yeah. He did something.
You were back home before you did.
Well, they did, so. And we had a good police chief in those days, Chief Denton. He was a colorful character. He was an Englishman, a cavalry officer. Kept us pretty much in there. So really, we was a, think of back in the good old days, you know, people like that. I guess that's from the good old days, as I remember.
Uh-huh. There were way too many
states. There were a lot of... I've talked to my aunt, did something like that. I told you my grandfather moved here and ran the first welcome meeting for me.
Yes, and whose name?
It's Walter Williams. And my aunt could tell you more about... She was not born at that time, but she would have more memories of him speaking about it than I do.
Mm-hmm.
As I understand it, the plant was up on Orchard Drive somewhere. So if you get a hold of her, she would give that money. It is on the library tour, because she was librarian for years.
So, your son's probably graduated from Northfield High School.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, that probably isn't terribly unusual, is it, to have more than one generation?
I can remember having teachers that taught two or three generations of kids.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of new people in town, of course, which if they stayed around, they might, but, well, I guess it's getting down to the point where there are fewer of us left that parents have been to school, and the kids went to school, in our circle of friends, we're the only ones that I can remember Gordon had the same kindergarten teacher that my wife had, and his mother had.
And who was that?
Gordon?
Yeah.
What was your kindergarten teacher's name?
Pollock.
Yeah, Pollock. Grace Pollock. So that was that kind of foundation where you came from. Was Ida Barley Cook teaching when you were in school? She was a teacher when you went to school. So she was a teacher when I went to school.
Well, then it isn't uncommon to have.
From the older residents of town.
Right.
But there are fewer people that's left. Ida Barley, the Cook School out here.
Yes.
His name was after the teacher that we talked about. I don't know. But, so, think back in the old teachers that we had in the sense of figuring that they were here long enough to teach parents when they were small. We took students in, and I went to school from Farmington Road and we went that far away with the students. We took the students from Salem at that time.
Salem?
They had nobody. So the school was brought in like this. He only had 77 people in the class. So all of that Livonia country out there was farmland.
But there were no school buses then.
Yeah, I think they're...
I talked to Amelia Johnson. Do you know Amelia? She lives on Northfield Road across from Past Benton Park. just didn't know in that area.
Oh, yes.
He was born on that property.
Yeah. No, there was this, most of us, of course, lived in town.
Yes.
Those that came in, there weren't that many cars. I think there was, Dick Kuhlman and I were talking about that the other day. Said there was one bus, he would remember, only one bus. It ran all over the field. But I don't remember, now that you asked me, the lady across the street here owns this VRA real estate. Bobby Simpson was her name. She was a schoolgirl. She lived out as far as Farmington Road. I don't remember how she did get to school. She was always there.
Well, Amelia said that they walked to she
oh, everybody
on a rainy day, her father would drive.
But I can't remember how these kids got in from there on from sale.
Maybe the parents were responsible.
I don't remember. Dick remembers one bus.
Uh-huh.
He was in school. Essentially, there was a bus, but I was, I lived a block from school, so. I didn't have to work about getting to school.
Never was a problem.
There were a lot of people still in town from those days. Too bad this wasn't done some years ago. People like Ben Baltimore.
Well, yes, it is. And we'd really like to get people from our citizens.
Father can tell you a lot about it. When the school burned down, you were.
I would really.
What year did the school burn down? But you were. Were you still in school then? Or? Across the street, was it right on the corner? Was the old interurban train came into town?
Oh, I've heard about the interurban, those 5-cent rides.
Carl Johnson has some pictures in his office.
Is that right?
Of the tower in the middle of Main Street Center.
Well, this has been very interesting, and I'm sure it will be valuable to people who want to